Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Title 42 expired 3 hours ago. That was the COVID-related Trump-era rule that made it easier to keep asylum-seeking migrants out of the United States. The last few days have seen thousands of migrants entering at key border points.
I'm standing along a windswept and dusty section of the border wall in El Paso. There's one spot where migrants who have managed to make their way to the northern side have been turning themselves in to Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol chief told me that he is aware of 60,000 migrants on the other side of the border in northern Mexico, but he says that they are prepared for whatever decision those migrants might make.
CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez, along with the border rule change, the nation's COVID public health emergency is also ending, affecting government-subsidized tests and treatment in the months to come.
For months, authorities have been preparing for the expiration of the COVID public health emergency. That officially ends authorities that allowed the CDC to closely track some COVID metrics, as well as requirements for insurance companies to cover at-home COVID tests. Vaccines and treatments remain free for now thanks to purchases last year by the government, but are also expected to go to the private market later this year. Other changes have also been timed to coincide with the end of the emergency or are already underway. Those include vaccination requirements, boosted food stamp benefits, and keeping people on Medicaid rolls.
CBS's Alexander Tin. The Manhattan District Attorney announces second-degree manslaughter charges against that subway passenger whose chokehold resulted in the death of a homeless man that some passengers say was acting aggressively. His death has become a major political cause in New York City.
Now, it is welcome news for Jordan Neely supporters and New Yorkers who wanted to see an arrest in the case. Jordan Neely's death was ruled a homicide last week, and since, Jordan Neely supporters, included some city leaders, have been protesting, saying they wanted charges to be brought against Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran who was seen on video putting Neely in a chokehold on an F train that ultimately led to his death.
WCBS TV's Jennifer Bisram. A scheduled meeting later today between the president and congressional leaders about the upcoming U.S. debt payment deadline, that is off until next week. But congressional and White House staff will continue negotiating through the weekend. Here's correspondent Scott McFarland.
In this Congress, there seem to be exceptions to every rule and an unpredictability, which makes not only the future of these talks by staff unpredictable, but it also raises that economic uncertainty that can ding the economy just by getting near the debt ceiling deadline.
Asian markets closing mixed. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to 5-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 57. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high of 74. 55 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Low 70s Saturday, much cooler Sunday with highs in the low 60s and showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs, Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 57. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high of 74. 55 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Low 70s, Saturday, much cooler, Sunday, with highs in the low 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild
WFHR
lives.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.